Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Did you see the PGA Championships coming back to Oak Hill?
2035? 10 years.
Do you know what I'm thinking about when I see that? My son's going to be old enough to drink at that time.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I think about. Like, wait a minute. That's a long time. He's in seventh grade.
Like, he'll 10 years is a long time. Like,
right. He'll be 21.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what it is. So I'm thinking, oh, no. Like, that just makes it weird. Oh, getting older here. But that's, I'm like, yeah, it's 10 years from now. It seems it goes pretty quickly, though, in our lives.
Correctly. Let's work on the 10-year deal.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, you got it. In the meantime, a little more of a short-term forecast here we're going to ask you about for tomorrow because a Thursday night game in Orchard Park. Generally in September, you're expecting some pretty good weather, but, man, this looks bang on to me.
Yeah, my goodness. I mean, we talked about this last week. What a summer. What a month. I feel like the weather has been put on hold for the last couple weeks around here. It is just in terms of, you know, active weather, which is fine. Because this is all going to change in short order. As this month has gone, as the last 2 weeks have gone, the weather just looks elite. It looks awesome. You're having these cool nights, warm days, rain-free. I don't think it rains here anymore, right? I think we've had one day of rain since the month began, and it's going to be another week before we get any. So, yeah, it looks great. It looks really beautiful for Thursday for tailgating. Kind of like the weather today. You know, close to 80 during the day. If you're saddling into a tailgate in the afternoon, we're in the 70s. There may be a little increase in cloud cover later in the day, but the weather looks great. And for the game itself, kicking off 8:15, probably 70 degrees.
Nice.
Just perfect. The one little thing that I'm kind of keeping my eye on, this isn't a bad thing, but maybe a good little training exercise for our our kicker, who may be around for a while, maybe not, and doesn't have a ton of experience kicking at Highmark, but there's a cold front moving through during the game. It's not going to bring rain. It's not going to be clouds. I mean, it's going to do very little. You won't even notice it. But it will change the wind direction a little bit.
Oh.
Okay? So
interesting.
What that means, so it's not going to – we're not talking about a gusty wind. I'm just saying, okay –
the way you warm up, it's like going one direction, but by the time you get to the third quarter, maybe you have to start rethinking, and that's for coaches too.
Yeah, it's going to be maybe a little swirly during the game. Again, this is nothing to game plan for. I'm just saying, okay, if there's a prevailing wind that the kicker has been used to, hey, maybe in the third quarter, you look at the flagpoles and the wind's coming from a different direction. So that's one little thing that I think maybe – just for experience sake, if he's going to be sticking around for a while and needs experience kicking in changeable conditions, that may be a bonus.
But just to clarify, you're not talking about like any type of wind, like speed that's going to make an impact on the game.
No, there will be a little bit of a breeze in the afternoon as this cold front approaches, but nothing that's problematic. All I'm saying is, again, as that front comes through, and it's going to kind of come through during the game, it may just swirl up a little, may change direction a little bit. That's it.
Okay, so Thursday night game means, hopefully, Bills take care of business. Everybody kicks their feet back on a Friday and says, you know what? I got a weekend here. I can go do a lot of things and not be stressed out about the Buffalo Bills, and I got my Sunday free. What are we looking at over the weekend where hopefully a lot of people can just enjoy it and get outside?
Yeah, by the way, don't tell my wife the Bills don't play Sunday, okay? I'd like her to think so I can have the day off anyway.
Well, wait. How would she – do you think is she going to watch Thursday and then think they play Sunday? Like, how do you hide that?
Yeah, no, my point is that if she catches wind that I'm free on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. She hasn't kind of connected the two. Like, oh, yeah, Thursday night game means no game Sunday, which means
yes.
Pat is not free to do yard work, which I really need him to do.
It means the honey-do list grows in volumes. It's going to come bounded, laminated with flowcharts and things like that. So let's keep the ruse going. But the weekend looks great. Friday, when you wake up after the game, it's going to be a little cooler. There might be a few clouds around Friday. Friday may kind of be what Saturday this past weekend was like. A little cooler, maybe some clouds. But the weekend itself looks great. Saturday, 70. Sunday, 80. Beautiful, and then fall begins Monday, and you wouldn't know it because the weather pattern is going to stay mild and quiet right into the new week and the new fall season next week.
Okay, well, fall does start next week. Can we take a peek maybe? I know it's a little far down the road, and I don't want to put you in a corner here, but I mean, I'm already thinking about it. There's only one Sunday afternoon home game for the Bills, really, through the first half of the season, and that is Sunday, September 28th against the New Orleans Saints. Can we at least take a look at what might be happening between now and then?
We have three home games in a row now.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's no signal. There's no looming change that I see.
Okay.
I got to believe September is probably going to end on, you know, a warmer note. Doesn't mean that we're going to get less active. But, yeah, there's no, like, okay, we see a change coming. You know, just, you know, enjoy this because it's all coming to an end soon. No, I don't see weather becoming a real issue for the home games between now and the next three.
I love that.
You know, not to say that the second half of the season doesn't get crazy, but until then, I think we're going to have to have three home games in September in a row in a quiet weather pattern, in a warm weather pattern, is pretty good.
Yeah, you're right. And, I mean, obviously, the week after that, there's a Sunday night game, and we'll see. I mean, anything can happen between now and October 5th, especially at night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For sure. And then it's a Monday night game in Atlanta. Then it's a bye week. Then it's a game at Carolina. So really the next few weeks, okay, what's it look like? And then we're kind of just on a bit of a cruise control as far as home games and weather until Kansas City comes to town in November.
Right. And that's when, you know, November, I'll never forget it. The November game before the blizzard of 2000 or the Snowmageddon of 2020. So not the 2004. That was the home game against the Vikings, which was crazy. I'll never forget that, right?
Yes.
That was like the nice weather, the last of the nice weather games of that entire season was that game, if you remember.
I do.
The game was crazy. The weather was beautiful. But then after that, everything changed. That's when November is when you really got to say, okay, we see things getting mixed up in leading into the month. But until then... we're going to be in cruise control for a while, and it's good to have some of this, heavy-loaded front season at home.
That's good. You're right. In fact, I'm looking at it now. That Minnesota game was the crazy one at the end and the fumbled snap at the end and all that happened, Justin Jefferson's catch. And then right away, it's like, oh, by the way, you got to go to Detroit to play the Cleveland Browns because of the snow.
Yeah, I remember talking with you that Thursday before that game, it was really cold and wet. I don't know why I remember these things. But anyway, that Sunday was fine, and then everything changed after that. Yeah, the snow and crazy. So let's enjoy this September part of the season, October as well, because that's when things get and again, this will be the last season at Highmark where weather may have far more of an impact at home games than it does, you know, starting next year, even though tailgating experiences will always be impacted. But we'll see what Mother Nature throws at us for this final season.
Yeah, and the final game, we think, the Miami Dolphins visiting Highmark Stadium in a storied history here between the two teams. And we've been sharing some memories, Dolphins and Bills, and that one in 2022, you just mentioned that season. Later that year, that was the snow game, the snow globe game on a Saturday night where the Bills were doing snow angels after Tyler Bass's walk-off field goal.
Wasn't that Skylar Thompson? Was that game? Was that the Skylar Thompson
not,
game?
Well, that was the 20. That was later when they played in the playoffs, yes, but not that game.
By the way, I did get a moment in the newsroom to kind of listen to your impassioned vibe of the 70s and 80s and what it was like to be a Bills. I love that. I love just the whole, you know, players not wanting to play here. The people are not living. There's this notion that it always snows in Buffalo. It was just a darker time. And to see how things have changed. And then to hear interviews with Joey Bosa and Joshua Palmer loving playing here. And saying playing here is unlike playing anywhere else because you do stuff together and you live close together. And I don't know, I really appreciated that little segment you did.
No, you got it. Thank you. And you know what? I'm glad you brought up Bosa and saying that and Joshua Palmer and other guys saying that. I was thinking about this the other day. One of the biggest reasons, I've actually heard from people, players, who've played in other cities. And they say, yeah, so a lot of cities are great to play in. But you know what a big difference is? In those big cities, you go to Philly, you go to New York, you go to Chicago, whatever, even, you know, in New England, whatever. And it's almost impossible to have the players live so close together, all of them, because these cities are so spread out and sprawling that when they leave the facility, each of them goes their separate ways, and they're not getting together. It takes too long. It takes an hour to get together. Whereas in Buffalo, the players pretty much, now not every one of them, they live in the South Towns, they live in Orchard Park, they live in Hamburg, they're all within 10 minutes of each other, and they all meet together. And that truly does mean something when you experience both sides of it, but it might not until you do.
It's true. I don't think of any other market where the players all do that. You know, I'm thinking of other cities. It's like you play for the 49ers. You live in San Jose. You live in Oakland.
Right.
You live in Alameda. You live in Marin County. Whatever. Pick a city. You know, you may not see anybody and not know their families or know their friends or do anything because you're an hour away from your closest teammate.
It's amazing. It is truly a job. It's work. You go in every day, and however that is, then you leave and you go home. And yes, it's a job for these guys too on the Bills. But I was thinking about that the other day. It's a great point you make. All right, buddy. Thanks for doing this today. I appreciate it. And we're looking forward to a really nice weather day tomorrow for everybody in the stadium. And then, of course, the weekend as well. Thanks a lot, Pat.
All right. Bye, Sal.
All right. You got it. Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist. It's a great point about Buffalo and why, you know, people say it and you don't know until you experience it. Now, it helps they win, right? It helps save Josh Allen. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. You want to play with Josh Allen. He's a league MVP. You want to win games. They're contending for the AFC every year. And that's great. But Joey Bosa is like, I've never been on a team this close and known my teammates like this before. And other people have said the same thing here. I've never been in a team that's this close. Well, it's not just close because they're close-knit. It's literally proximity. It matters. And that's how they become close-knit. Think about it. If you play for the Philadelphia Eagles, you leave the facility, and you're going home, and Philly's a really big city. So you could be living in a suburb to the north, a suburb to the south, whatever, east-west, whatever you want to say, and you're not really getting together with anybody unless they kind of live near you. And people are all kind of spread out. Here in Buffalo, very rarely do you get players. They do sometimes live in the North Towns. It happens. Clarence or, I don't know, North Buffalo. I know guys have lived there in the city. But generally, it's mostly Hamburg, Orchard Park, near there. But even if they do live in North Buffalo, even if they do live in Lancaster or Clarence, 15, 20-minute drive, get together at a restaurant, bam. And that does make a difference here. And players talk about it, especially players who've been in other cities and have experienced that. And that matters to a lot of people. And I think it matters on the field. And it can. It doesn't have to be. It's not the reason you win. It's not the reason you lose. I do think it can be a part of everything that comes together for a puzzle. We call that culture, right? It's part of the culture. 803-0550. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Wednesday Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll set you up for Thursday, what it looks like tomorrow, game day, and everything going on down at the stadium and here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.